We are living, the scripture teaches us, in the last days where there will be wars and rumors of wars, be famines. There will be a lot of difficult things that we encounter in the last days. And we sing a song sometimes that says, well, there's a song that sung says, trouble on the left, trouble on the right. It seems like everywhere you look, what do you see? Trouble. You ever get tired of trouble? Trouble in the world. Pick up the newspaper. Read about trouble in the world. Trouble in people's homes. It's all around us. Homes divided. Children being abused and suffering. Trouble in people's personal lives. Trouble because of sin. Trouble because of addictions. There is trouble. There is heartache all around us in the world today. And all of us, to some extent or another, are affected because of that. Being a saint of God does not isolate us from trouble. We live in a world of trouble. And I think about all the problems, the grief, the heartache, the misery that people go through. And frankly, folks, sometimes I get tired of bad news. Has the phone ever just rang, picked it up? All right, here it goes again. Bad news. Did you hear about such and such? Then you hear from someone else and hear what something else is going on over here. Bad news. Do you know I don't like bad news? But do you know even as people, there's something that we tend to gravitate towards bad news? You realize that? It seems like bad news has a way of spreading across the country among the saints a whole lot faster than good news. Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, that's good to hear. But if it's bad news, the phone's ringing off the hook sometimes. I don't like bad news. And I do not believe that the Lord wants us to hide our head in the sand, as it were, to bad things that are happening. We need to be aware. And as children of God, we have burdens and we have concerns. And there is a time and a place to deal with those kinds of things. But I want to encourage us. Let's just turn and read a scripture. Over in Proverbs 25. Proverbs in the 25th chapter, in the 25th verse, it said, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Have you ever been real thirsty and you just needed something to satiate that thirst and that longing that was in your life, in your body? Do you know that good news is that way? Sometimes there's so much bad news around about us that we need to hear some good news. And the message and the burden the Lord put on my heart was a message of good news. Folks, we have so much this morning to be encouraged about. And you say, but Brother Michael, you must have not heard about this over there. Or you must not have heard what they did. It doesn't matter, folks. I have some good news for you this morning. We have something to be encouraged about as God's people. And if you're not one of God's people, you have something to be encouraged about. I have some good news for you today. Good news. Over in Luke, in the second chapter, I want to read to you some good news that were brought by the angels to us here on earth. And I'm thankful that this isn't a Christmas story. This is a story that is still good tidings that are still being proclaimed to us today. Over in Luke, in the second chapter, we'll begin reading with the 9th verse. Here we find that Christ had been born. The Messiah had been born. He came to earth. And the angels appeared to the shepherds that were abiding in the field. And it said, the angel of the Lord came upon them to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I think I would have been afraid too. What's going to happen? The angel said unto them, this was the message. You see, an angel by definition is a messenger. The message from God was this, fear not. You know, that's good news in a time of trial. That's good news when we're suffering and when our tears are being shed and the Lord comes along and He says, fear not. You know, that's good news for us. I don't care what your trial is. I'm concerned about it. But whatever your trial is this morning, and whatever is a burden on your heart, and whatever you may be struggling with, the Lord is saying, fear not. And he went on to give reason why we need not be afraid this morning. He said, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And he said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And it said that he went on to give them the sign. And then he said, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" Folks, we live in a world of trouble. But the message from the Lord this morning is the same as the message it was over 2,000 years ago. Fear not. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. What are good tidings? It's good news. I bring you something to be of encouragement and of strength and of help in a world of trouble, in a time of people problems, in a time of religious spirits, in a time of fanaticism, in a time of compromise, in a time of problems in people's lives. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news. There's a Jesus. There's a Messiah that's been born. And then I think about how he said it would be. This angels came. But it said here, this was good news that should be to all people. Do you know this good news was not just to the Jews? If it was just to the Jews, we could still be discouraged today, because I'm not a Jew. But this was good tidings to everybody, of whatever gender, whatever race, whatever nationality, whatever problems are in your life, whatever personality we have this morning, we're all different. The good news was to all people. And it was, don't be afraid. Fear not, for behold, I have good news. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I was reading recently some writings of F.G. Smith. And he gave a little his perspective of the angels, the heavenly hosts. I was looking at angels in Revelation, and he drew an analogy over here to Luke. And this is just speculation. So if you don't agree, that's all right. But this was news. The world had been steeped in sin without power to overcome the enemy. Now, there were the patriarchs of old, but folks, they were still not able to live holy lives as we are able today, because the Savior had not been born. The law would reveal our sinfulness, but it was Christ that came to bring redemption. And we find here he was speculating that the whole of heaven could not contain the joy that welled up in their spirit when the Savior was born. Because they had been looking at the heartache and the pain in people's lives, and when the message came to mankind, don't be afraid because Jesus has been born, a Messiah, a Deliverer, a Savior. It was like all of heaven couldn't contain it, and all of the angels from heaven appeared in the sky. Now, it seems like we would have record of more than just the shepherds seeing the angels. So we can't carry this too far. But in my mind, I can see just heaven just breaking loose. Because it said a multitude of heavenly hosts. How much is a multitude? I don't know. But a multitude of heavenly hosts. The sky was filled with angels, with messengers from heaven. And they were giving glory to God. And they were saying, "Peace on earth." Do you know that peace? All of us have access to that peace this morning. All of us have, this is good news for me. This is some good news. I would encourage, I want to give you a challenge, and I'm going to give it to you again before I sit down today. Pick up the phone and share some good news with someone this week. You can pick it up more than once. If you tend to pick up the phone more than once to share bad news, I encourage you, every time you hear bad news, call somebody else and give them some good news. Because we have glad tidings of great joy. Folks, Jesus came, the scripture says over in 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to do what? To save sinners. That by definition is what the Savior is. The things that we are not able to do in ourselves, the struggles that we have in our life, folks, let's not forget the good news of the Savior. We have a message that the world needs to hear. There is deliverance from sin. There is a Savior that came to minister to the hurting. Do you remember the first message that Jesus preached? Fourth chapter of Luke in the 18th verse. And it was prophesied in Isaiah. I want to read it to you. We're talking about good news this morning. He said the Spirit of the Lord, this is the Savior. This is what the Messiah has to say to us today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, that's good news to me this morning. Do you know that this is good news? This is why Jesus came, was not only to proclaim the good news, but to fulfill the good news. If your heart is hurting this morning, I want you to know the good news for you is that there is a Savior that came to heal the brokenhearted. You see, we're not talking about that which naturally happens. We're talking about the divine intervention of Christ in my life when I am brokenhearted. And the Lord comes along and He mends my spirit. And He dries my tears and He gives me hope. One of the Psalms says, "Why art thou disquieted?" It says, "Hope thou in God." There's good news. When we're disturbed, we live in a disturbing world. We live in a disturbing time, but folks, as children of God, we need to rise above that because we have good news. We have, this is something that works in our life. He said here to preach the gospel to the poor. You know what, have y'all ever been poor? You know what it means to be poor? When you don't have, that's what it means to be poor. And I would say it goes beyond just what you want, the things you need. That's what it means to be poor. Spiritually. Have you ever been poor spiritually? I have. I don't have on hand what I need. So what am I going to do? Here I'm saved and I'm a minister and I'm poor. I need something more than what I have. Jesus said, "I came to preach the gospel to the poor." It's not a place the Lord has a sword raised in judgment to cut us off. It is rather when we have lacks in our life. Let's not be discouraged. There's good news for us. The Lord came to minister to those of us when we have needs in our spirits. When we fail of the grace of God, what does the Scripture tell us? We have an intercessor, a great high priest, who is touched with the filling of our infirmities. This is our God. This is good news this morning. When my heart is heavy, I have a Savior, good news, that I can go to. And I can tell Him my problems. And He's not there saying, "Michael, Michael, Michael, what were you doing? You should have known better." No, my Jesus is saying, "Michael, I'm going to stand up and go talk to God for you. I'm going to stand and put my hand on your hurt, on your failure, on your sin. I'm going to put my hand on you and I'm going to go to God the Father and I'm going to talk to Him." Oh, dear ones, if there's sin in your life this morning, the good news is you don't have to continue in the sin. The good news is that there is deliverance in the things we have tried to do in our own strength, tried to do in our willpower. The good news is there is a power that is greater than what we have today, and it's found in Jesus Christ. Oh, that encourages me. And when we face the problems of the world, we have something to share with people. There's a Savior. There's good news. And when we begin to feel despondent, Lord, help us to lift up our eyes. The other day, Renee and I were both feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Feeling a little bit trodden down, I guess. And I told Renee, I said, the Scripture says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Something bigger than what I have on hand. When I'm not able to deal with it, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to pray, the good news is there's a rock that is higher this morning. There is a rock this morning that is bigger than all the problems that we see when we look around us. There is still a Savior. There's a Deliverer. There's someone that came, He said, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal up the brokenhearted. There's a place of healing for us this morning. If you've been wounded, and if you have been hurt by things of the past, if it was in your childhood, things that go way back, I still say this morning there's healing in Jesus. There's a spiritual divine healing that the Lord will do in our spirits. He said here to preach deliverance to the captives, those things that can bind us. You know, we can be bound by things, bound by fear, bound by what people think, bound by our own inadequacies, bound by peer pressure from the world or from the other side. We can be bound and captive to things. There's a place the Lord wants to deliver us from those things. That's good news. Folks, we have cause to pick up the phone. We have something to tell people that we come in contact with. This is the good news. This is my hope this morning. This is my hope. So why am I so disquieted? Put your hope in God. There's good news for us. Recovering of sight to the blind. Places of confusion in our lives. Things we don't understand. The good news is that as we seek God, the Lord will begin to give us a greater vision and understanding and clear up the confusion that's in our minds. I believe that this morning. I do not ever, Lord, help us never to act out of confusion. But help us when we are blind and when we don't understand some things. It's not time to run away. It's not time to give up. It's not time to let down. It's time to seek God. Because the good news is that as I go along in my Christian life, the Lord is going to begin to give me a greater understanding. And as we have greater vision and understanding, you know what it does? It gives us greater power. Because we know more and more what God's will is for our life. That's good news this morning. To set at liberty them that are bruised. You know what a bruise is? It's something that underneath the skin that other people sometimes can't see. I one time had something run over my foot and just to look at it looked fine. There were no bones broken. But there were some internal bruising that took place. And I walked on that thing for quite a while as if it were broken. It was bruised inside. Do you know there are bruises that people have in their lives sometimes that we don't see? There are times that I have been hurting, and I will tell you, you all didn't know about it. Because you can't see a bruise sometimes. They're internal. Places where we hurt. If you've been bruised and you're hurting and maybe people can't see that, everybody just thinks you're doing just great. I want to tell you something. There's a place the Lord came to heal. There's a place the Lord came, He said, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to free us from the pain, to free us from the discomfort. You see, this encourages my heart this morning. This is good news of a Savior. You remember the woman that had the issue of blood? She had sought after many physicians. It says for years she spent all she had. You know she got some good news one day? You know what the good news she got was? There's a man, he says he's the Son of God. I don't even know about that. But there's this man that's been healing people. And there's someone that's been preaching a message of the gospel, the kingdom of God. And do you know hope began? There's hope. Where she was despondent, she thought there's no way out of this circumstances. She heard the news of a Savior. And when she went and just touched the hem of His garment, folks, she was made whole. Oh, I thank God for the good news that can revive hope among us individually and as a people this morning. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. That's where our hope is. We have to read. Let's over in Isaiah in the 9th chapter. Over in Isaiah in the 9th chapter, the prophecy of the coming of Christ, verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born. And I want us to understand the good news this morning. It's not as in as much that the child, there was a child. But it was that there was a Messiah that came to earth as a child and grew up as a man. Experiencing temptation. Experiencing the oppression of the enemy. Experiencing being forsaken by friends. Being misunderstood, experiencing the battles of the flesh, Jesus went through those things. That's what makes Him such a great intercessor. When I come, if it was just God, we feel like Job. If God were a man, then I could kind of relate with Him. But because God's way up there, I can't even really relate because I'm of the flesh. Well, that's why Jesus came. Jesus came, the scripture says, that Job said that there might be a daysman betwixt me and God. You see, Jesus came, the man Christ Jesus came, to understand our humanity. He came to understand when we're tempted. And so it says here, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. I want to give you some good news this morning. The government shall be upon his shoulder. That's good news. Have you ever forgot that news? Start to feel the weight of the government. What are we going to do? Oh, and I think about David. He said, herein I do not exercise myself in matters too great for me. This is bigger than I am. Not my job. The government's on his shoulders. But what about brothers? What about him? The government's on his shoulders, folks. That's good news for me this morning. Because it means then, yes, we're burdened, we're concerned. Things that happen, we love one another and it concerns us. But let's never forget the good news. The government is on his shoulders this morning. And it said here then, and his name, this is the name of Jesus. It should be called Wonderful Counselor. Where do I go? Oh, dear ones, we can come to Jesus. That's good news for us. One to counsel us. It said the mighty God, the everlasting Father. And it says the Prince of Peace. Have you ever been disturbed in your spirit? You talked to someone and you were still disturbed in your spirit? Well, where are we going to get our peace? The Prince of Peace. The good news is that there is a Savior this morning that we can go to in time of trouble, in time when we're disturbed, and I can go to the Prince that has that peace to give. It said of the increase of His government. Now listen. Of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. It went from the time when Christ walked this earth, and folks, it still applies to us today. The kingdom of God is within us. That's where the kingdom is. That's where the victory is. It's not because of what I see out there. It's what's going on in here. That's good news for me. He said here of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Dear ones, Jesus also said, I'll give you the reference, John 16, verse 33. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation. And I think sometimes we feel like the people said amen right there. In the world you have tribulation. We say, yeah, that's right. But you know what Jesus said? He didn't stop there. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's good news. That's good news for us when we look around and we feel the effects of trouble. We're not immune to trouble, folks. We're not immune to the heartache, much of the heartache that's in the world. But our hope and the good news is that through Jesus in our life, we can overcome the world too. That's good news. Do you recall over in Luke, and we'll turn and read it, Luke in the 10th chapter, the disciples had been sent out preaching the gospel. And the 70 returned, and they were rejoicing because they said, the spirits are subject unto us. And we would say that's cause to rejoice. The devils are subject to us. We're able to cast out devils. And we could stand in awe and say, that's good news. But I want us to remember what Jesus said in response. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, Satan, before the coming of Christ, was in a high and lifted and exalted place in men's lives. And through the coming of the Messiah, there was power over the devil. Folks, today, I want to tell you, the devil cannot make us do it anymore. He can't make us do it because there's redemption in Jesus Christ. There is a Savior that even when I am weak, I can say, Lord, I need some help right here. And it's through His power that we too can be overcomers in this life. We sang the song, didn't we? Reigning in this life. Folks, I have hope. It's good news. That's some more good news. We've gone a long time. Good. There's a lot of good news in this book. Do you know there's a heaven to look forward to? But the good news is we don't have to wait till we die to reign in this life. We can reign right now through the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus said then here, He said, notwithstanding, in the 20th verse, Luke 10:20, he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Folks, when your heart is overwhelmed and the troubles start to press us down, if you are saved and living for God, the good news is that I know my name is there. And if other people around me fall, by the grace and help of God, we can go forward living right. Our names are written in heaven. Is not that cause to be encouraged today? Is not that reason to share this good news with somebody else? To rejoice. It gives me courage to go on. Lord just brought this to me. Sometimes you study and study and study. I didn't have to even hardly study. The Lord just started flooding my soul with these things. Folks, we have a cause. There's good news for us today. Thank the Lord. Struggling without power. Do you know that Satan lost his power with Jesus? But there's something else after you've been forgiven of your sin. That's good news. You can be forgiven. Yeah. Scripture says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's good news to me. You know mercy's good news? And if you feel like you've been judged, right or wrongly, the good news is to you this morning is that there's mercy for you. There is a place that even if you have messed up bad, that you can come to the Savior and His arms are going to be open. Just wrap you up in His love. Good news of mercy. Good news of grace. Why would we have to come to the throne of grace? I believe He was talking to save people. Say people need mercy. If it weren't for the mercy of God, folks, I would be far from here. I told my boys the other night in worship, I said, if Daddy hadn't given his heart to God, I said, I'd be a very different person. I am so thankful I have the throne of grace that I can go to. Lord, I need some mercy here. Would you give me more help? That's what grace is. It's help. Help from God. We complicate this grace thing sometimes. Grace is when I need some help, I can come to God and get help. That's what grace is. Lord, I need some more help here. I need some grace. And He's there to give it to us. But you know what the Lord does before He gives it to us? He gives us mercy first. You read that scripture in Hebrews 4:16. Mercy is before grace. Yes. I'll have mercy on you where you fell, and then I'll give you grace to help you next time. To me, that's good news. We find then that after we've been forgiven of our sin, that when we find ourselves not having the power, there is good news of a Holy Spirit that the Lord wants to endue us with power from on high. You know that's good news? That there is the Spirit of God wants to come in and take up His abode in our lives. And do you know what comes with the Holy Spirit? Power, glory, anointing. That's good news. And when we look around and we don't see it like we think we ought to, the good news is that you can have it. Say, yeah, but look at them. They're professing. What do they've got? Well, the good news is you can have it. You can be an example. I want to tell you some other good news. Over in Isaiah, and we're not going to take the time to read it, Isaiah in the 43rd chapter, verses 1 and 2, it's where he talks about how when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. When we go through the waters, they shall not overflow us. Folks, we're going to go through the fire sometimes. The Lord never told us we wouldn't go through valleys. He never told us there wouldn't be obstacles in our path. He never told us that things are going to get hot. You know, fire is hot. He said, you won't be burned though. Oh, we may feel the heat this morning, but the good news is you walk with Jesus and you can come out without the smell of smoke. Folks, it works. It works. It's good news for us today. When the fire gets hot, keep close to God and you won't be burned and you'll come out stronger than when you went in the battle. I want to close over in Isaiah. Isaiah the 35th chapter. Some more good news. Strength in the third verse. I'm going to skip through a couple of verses here. He says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God will recompense. He will come and save you. That's good news. When we feel weak, when we feel discouraged, when we feel cast down, He said, go and tell my people. Go and tell my people to be strong in the Lord. Tell them to be strong because God is going to come through and He's going to meet the need that we have. We find over then in verse 5 it says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Do you know in those places in our life that are kind of parched? Those dry places, those places of wilderness that all of us have in our lives from one time to another, you just stay close to God. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. And the Lord is going to come through and He's just going to make that wilderness spring up with life. Before it was barren, before there wasn't a lot of spiritual fruit coming out, but I'm going to get real close to God and hope in the Lord. And I know one day the Lord's going to come through and He's going to start pouring that water in my life and things are going to start springing up. You know, that's what the Lord wants to do for us this morning. He just wants to take His water, just pour it in those dry places in our life. That's good news for us today. And then he went on to say, then reading down, he said in the verse 8, have some good news to share with you. He said, a highway shall be there. There's going to be a highway. You know what a highway is? By definition, it's a place built up. You ever seen working on the roads? You know how thick some of those roads are they make? You just think there's just this little surface that won't last long. They have some, I don't know how many feet, but they have some thick roads, deep. He said there's going to be a highway in your life. In the world, there's going to be a highway, a place that's built up and a way. And it shall be called the way of what? The way of holiness. Folks, that's good news. He said here, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But who's going to walk? He said there's going to be a highway, a place built up. It said the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. With songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Dear ones, this morning there is a place that is still built up in Jesus Christ that is a way that is above the way of the world. It is a way that is above the religious world of sectism and babble and confusion. There's a way that Jesus Christ has given for us to walk on. That's good news for me. When I don't know what way to go, the Lord has given us a way of holiness and purity that will keep us from being undefiled by the world and the spirits of the world. There's still a way this morning. We look around and say, but what about this over there, the little path over there? And someone's going off over there. What's going on? Oh, the good news is there's still a way. There's still a way, and it's a way of holiness. There is still, the scripture talks about the kingdom of God being forever. We sing the song of His kingdom. It shall ever increase in my soul. Do you know what? That's good news today. Let's not try to keep the kingdom of God in some little thing right here. Let's realize the Lord wants increase and increase and increase in our soul. Folks, let's be encouraged. Told you I was going to say something again before I sit down. This week, let us be bearers and messengers of good news. When the bad news comes, and it will, and like I said, there's a place for some things. Let's never forget the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. And let Lord help us to be faithful, to be messengers of this good news. Amen.